Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Patti Pantaroli. Thank you very much for joining us. And actor Tim Blake Nelson, too, is joining us, and it's such a huge pleasure for us to have you here. I watched the film this morning, Old Henry, and I just thought it was such a great way to wake up in the morning, I gotta tell you. It was awesome. But, Patti, for the listeners who are not kind of familiar with the film yet, how would you kind of briefly describe it?
My quick log line? Basically, it's a somebody who is living in the Old West. You know, it's 1906. It's Oklahoma is kind of this place that's it's half Indian country, half Oklahoma Territory. So, and the modern world is slowly creeping in, and this is kind of the last rural, untouched piece of the country at the time. So you have this farmer who's kind of hiding out in this really small piece of the world and trying to raise his son in a way that shelters him from his own wrongdoings in the past, as well as the modern world coming at him. Yeah. He wants to hold on to that, just to keep him a kid longer, as long as he can. And so trouble comes, and it kind of forces Henry to Tim's character to abandon that and decide, he's got to step up and go back to his old ways and take care of business.
And Tim, you're absolutely wonderful in this film. And I just wanted to ask you, is this a place, a time and a space that you kind of like to inhabit, you like to get into and get lost even?
I do. I love period movies, and I feel that they ask more of an actor. You have to lift yourself to a period character because people moved differently in former times, and they certainly spoke differently in former times. And it forces an actor to think of a character as bigger than himself or herself. And I love doing that. I love subordinating myself to something bigger than me, and yet at the same time doing it in a way that is intimate and believable and real, which in a sort of contrapuntal way demands that you're never seen doing it. You just feel like the natural character, and that causes you to need to be small with your work and restrained. And that's a really exciting challenge for me. So I embrace this sort of character. And frankly, I have what they call an old-time face, which has very much been to my detriment. So it's nice to be able to take advantage of it.
I love it. But speaking of the character, you play in this film, he kind of escapes into the wild and into nature. Have you ever felt the need to do that in your personal life?
I have, to a degree, and there was I was speaking with my friend Ethan, and he said, and during COVID, and I said, well, how are you handling it, Ethan? And he said something that could have come out of my mouth. He said, Tim, it's confirming the way that I would like to live my life.
Right.
And so the isolation is even something that I almost envied for the character, because I live in New York City and it's heavily populated, and there's extraordinary light pollution and noise pollution, and one has to retreat into one's own quarters to find peace at times. And yes, sometimes I wish I were out away from it all, and it was great to explore that with this character.
Well, that's interesting. That inspires me to ask you, Patti, a question. Do you think that the Western as a genre is particularly apt to the times that we're living in then?
I think absolutely. And, Tim kind of touched on this in the earlier press conference, and it is a, it's where we are. I'm going to steal some of your beautifully told story earlier. Where we are as a country is, everyone's on their own. Everyone feels like they're on the right side. And that's what the Western is good versus evil. And so in everyone's mind, they're doing the right thing. And you know, it's there's no real law. It's just live or die. So I think the Western is, you know, I think it's very suited for right now, and as well as being, you know, living in the middle of nowhere and not wanting the outside world to come, you know, approaching. So.
Well, I'm sorry to say that we have to kind of wrap it up, but I absolutely love meeting you. Thanks very much for coming, and thanks for making this wonderful film. It's awesome.
It's been our pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for having
us. Thanks very much. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.